Right, I'm here interviewing Bam, the SU sports officer, as we approach Varsity 2013. It's getting pretty close, Bam. Are you looking forward to the next instalment of Warwick versus Coventry?
Yeah, I can't wait for this year's Varsity. We've been planning it since October, so finally to see it all come together is really exciting.
And history suggests we've gone through this. Warwick should really win, you know, 22 years, 22 series victories. Are you pretty confident that we'll make it 23 out of 23?
Although we have an unbeaten record, it has been coming incredibly close after the last few years. So as long as our squads don't become complacent, I am very confident we will win it this year too.
Now, given Coventry have never won it, obviously Warwick have won every single one, how desperate do you think they are to win? I don't know how much interaction you've had with them, but they must be pretty desperate to finally lift that trophy.
Coventry are incredibly desperate to kind of break the odds, and they have mentioned a couple of times that they think the 13th series in 2013 is there going to be their chance for us to have our unlucky year. However, I look forward to proving them very wrong.
Let's hope so. You personally, obviously sports officer for the SU, are you a little bit nervous that if Warwick were to lose, you'd be the first ever sports officer to oversee a losing Varsity series?
I think when you look at the stats, over the last 6 years, we come on average 40 positions above Coventry. So statistically, we should not be losing. I have no doubt that I will be a little bit nervous at some point in the 2 weeks, probably when I'm on the pitch playing. Yeah, but I am very confident in our teams.
As I'm sure we all are. Hopefully, we don't need to worry about Coventry winning, but there's always the outside chance. Fair enough. Now, talking about confidence, what sports should we be most confident that Warwick, you know, will get some big points in this year?
I think with hockey winning last year, all four of their matches and achieving the largest amount of points, I'm very confident that they will do the same this year. We've also yesterday, beaten Coventry's basketball team, 81-73. So hopefully that should go swimmingly too. And I'm very confident that Rugby Union will smash it at the Butts Arena in front of our Team Warwick crowd.
Well, that's it. Rugby Union will be the closing event. So hopefully by then, Warwick will have already sealed the deal. But if that's the final event, then that should be a very interesting finish to the tournament. Now, what do you think Varsity represents to students maybe who aren't directly involved, students who don't play sport? You know, do you still think it's a big part of the university calendar for them?
Well, this year we're really trying to promote the whole event to people who are not directly participating in Varsity. We've got a lot of competitions which target societies as well as just general individuals who maybe just want to get involved in kind of the biggest sporting event on campus of the year. So basically having the backing from students who aren't in clubs would be the icing on the cake after we win, of course.
Fantastic, of course, we are going to win. Now, final question, going to ask you to stick your neck on the line a little bit here and suggest that if Warwick were to lose, touch wood they won't, but if they do, would you be willing to partake in a forfeit of your own choosing?
For whatever reason, and if 50% of our squads break legs, backs and arms and no one's there to substitute them and we consequently lose, I will then and only then put myself forward for a forfeit. It's not happening.
Well, let's hope. I'm sure it won't happen. Bam, thank you very much, and I'm sure we'll see you around a lot during Varsity.
Wishing all my clubs the very best of luck. We will smash it.